Good afternoon. No, good morning. It's 12 minutes to go. Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday. Okay, everything processed and all in and done. Right. Banger 135 Infinity win and place. Banger 135 Infinity win and place. Chelmsford 6:30 Chelmsford Pike Corner Cross win and place. The 4 o'clock Chelmsford, not for a long time, I'm told, will win, but it's very short. And the 5 o'clock at Chelmsford, decent price, Grey Galleon win and place. So that is the four win and place mentions. I'm then going to just run you through Cheltenham. First 12-10, maybe miss that, but Chantry House odds on should win. 12:45 of interest is Imperial Aura. Of interest, not sure that I'm convinced about Pym, and someone else is also confirmed that. 120, Never Adapt. If Never Adapt wins this, if Never Adapt settles from the off, then it's got a great chance here. But if it doesn't, it's almost a lay to back territory, because if it doesn't, it's going to be a big price in running. I'm more interested in, if it settles, it, as I say, it's one of them you'd want to see the race start and back it if it's settled, or you want to lay it before the race and then back it in play. But I like Oakley and Fan de Soy. There, the 155 is a pretty much of a dog of a race. Not sure I like definitely an Oscar. It would be the next two in the betting for me, Checkered View or Parlour May. Where are we next? 2:30. So I'm just running through Cheltenham. 2:30. Again, another one, Rock the Casbah, but if the rain comes, it's going to struggle. But if it stays as is, then I would want to be involved on Rock the Casbah. And he could well hose up in this if it's not too wet. The Danger is the favourite one for the road, Tom. If it sort of stayed, then Rock the Casbah, I think, is a good bet today. 3:05 at Cheltenham. I think it's between the first two. The one I did like was Never Rush a Con, a better price, but Yanworth and Easy's Land, obviously chances, but the one I did like was Never Rush a Con at a price. And 3:40 at Cheltenham. R. Spennett ran well at Haydock, looks to have a good chance, and his stable's not really firing though. If they're fit and well, then Kilbrick and Storm and Goodbye Dancer could well battle this out. R. Spennett, as I say, the stable is a bit of a worry and looks more of a chasing horse, but Kilbrick and Storm and Goodbye Dancer, see the winner coming from those three. Again, it all depends really on how R. Spen comes on after his run at Haydock. Right, so that's just some thoughts if anybody's at Cheltenham or fancying a bet at Cheltenham. Football wise, the Lille, I think I like the look of this evening. Lille in France, I like the look of as a home mention. Played well against Chelsea, but obviously it depends on how they come out of that. But a little bit of value in the home win there. All the goals bets mainly focusing around Dutch Jupiler League and Dutch Eredivisie, where of course we don't get a lot of value. But I've got two first half goal mentions. One is in the Championship, Charlton versus Hull. So sort of 20 minutes in, if that's 0-0, Charlton Hull. And 8:30 in Portugal, Porto Manense versus Rio Ave. So that is the football. Obviously, it'll be a full football programme tomorrow. Everything will be done as normal in the morning. Right, I'll leave you to it. I'm not going to talk about the election today. I'm not in the mood for it, but I mean, Corbyn never had a chance, and if they can't realise that that's not the way to go, then they're going to be doomed for a long time. Let's see what it rushes in. I'm not going to talk about it, then I do. Let's see what it rushes in on. I have categorically said I am no fan of our new Prime Minister. I may be surprised. People say, oh, it's left, right. It's not for me. I just think we've become a massively divided country, even if you see Twitter this morning. Nobody can do anything now without slagging people off, calling people names. And we need some way, if there is any way possible, whether it's gone too far down the road, of trying to bring that back together and get back to some actual human empathy and values on both sides. It's not one side. You know, people say, oh, it's Tories are nasty, lefties are not. It's nothing to do with that. We have lost our way. It is stoked up by numerous factors. Social media obviously playing a massive part. And the way these politicians speak, don't think that it doesn't have an effect, because it does, you know. And for example, trying to pretend the anti-Semitism thing is all made up in mainstream media, it's been a massive part of what happened last night. It's got to be dealt with. At least look as if you're doing something. It has to be sorted. You know, and I know there's people who are going to disagree with that, but it's just getting back to some basic human decency. You know, I get it in what I do. People, you know, you're well aware that I get slagged off by people. It's, I just don't know where the human decency in this country's gone. And my big worry, more than finances and anything else, is that it's only going to get worse if you don't do something to unite the country. And I certainly do not think the man in charge is going to be the man to do that, but he may surprise me. But I'll tell you what, it'll be a massive surprise, because he is a cock. And he is, and I'm sorry, I don't care what way you voted, he is, and everything in his history tells you that he won't be. But we'll see. We've got him for 5 years, and we'll see if what he said he can deliver is deliverable, and not only deliverable, he goes about and does it, and or was it all a load of bollocks? But let's just hope that we can move forward, certainly into 2020, with some human decency. Stop the name calling, stop the digging people out, and actually have some conversations to make things better for people. But that's all it is anyway. Right, move on, crack on. Have your lovely Friday. I'll be back early tomorrow morning, get everything done, and I'll do an early morning podcast. See you all in the morning.